Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Is and what his part is in
today's world. So I just want you to get your good seat. Get your pillow up to position your posture and get comfortable. Get you some slippers on or socks or what have you, and just get comfortable and allow me to bring unto you the divine word of God as I know it to be. And I sermon entitled on tonight, Identity Check on the Devil, His Many Facets. I want to say that one more time. We're taking an identity check on the devil in his many facets. And our first key scripture tonight is coming out of the law of James 4 and 7. And it reads like this. It says, to resist the devil. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That scripture reading, again, it's coming out of the law of James 4 and 7. All right, we're going to move right on into our second key scripture for tonight. And it reads this. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And that he and that who that we're talking about is no other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of 1 John 4 and 4. So we're going to go right now on our journey of our identity check on the devil. Hallelujah. I want you to get close to your radio podcast dial on tonight. And I just want to just bring unto you what God has given unto me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so wonderful. And like I said, we know that the devil has many names, many titles. He's known as Lucifer, Satan. He's known as the evil one, demonic. And so we know that the personal dimension of that which he opposes God, that's what he does. And so we know that there are some people that believe in a personal Satan, and it is a part of mankind. And we know that the concept of a personal Satan, however, has remained a part of evangelical, I can't even get that out, thought. And we know that the present-day Christians who accept the biblical teaching concerning Satan is not committed to all of the crude imaginary things that has sprung up around the belief in Satan. But now we go into the light of the medieval and modern distortion, a careful consideration of the biblical teaching concerning Satan is especially needed here. And we know that God began his self-revelation in the ancient world of polytheism. That's a belief in many gods. God wanted to lead his people through dynamic, practical monotheism. And that is the belief of one God. And we find out that in the Old Testament, a primary emphasis is placed on the supremacy of the power of God, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who delivered the Hebrews from the slavery of Egypt. Now, Satan, we know, all of us may not know, but you will find out tonight, that Satan, he holds a high position as well. Just like God, our Lord and Savior, holds a high position. Satan, the devil, holds a high ranking position as well. But he is on submission. He is under the submission of God. He can do no more or no less then God allow him. Because God is supreme, meaning he is over everything, over the heavens and beneath the heavens, over the earth and beneath the earth as well. Hallelujah. Now we are told that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they delivered the Hebrews from the slavery of Egypt. Now we're told once again that Satan, I told you that he holds a high ranking position. So we find out that Satan is the chief. He is the chief of the fallen angels. He is mentioned in a number of places in the Old Testament. It is clear that from the very moment of the creation of this world, that Satan and his fallen angels were on the scene even then. And they rebelled against God. Satan was eventually perfect. He was perfect at one point in time, in his original state. That means that the state that God created him in, God's word said he was perfect in his original state. But the word of God tells us that pride seemed to have been the cause of his fall. Disguised as a serpent, he was the agent of temptation for the first family in the Garden of Eden. That scripture reading is found in the law of Genesis 3 and 10. And Revelation 12 and 9. When Satan does appear in the Old Testament, the Bible tells us that he's always the adversary of God's people. That's you and I. And his main purpose and his main focus point is to seek and to lead God's people into perceptions. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Chronicles 21 and 1. Are slander us in the face of our Messiah. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Zechariah 3 and 1. We are told that in most of the Old Testament, that Satan came on the scene in Job's account. Now he was God's agent, as I said, and he's God's agent and minister, who tested the human fidelity. What he does, he makes a wager with God. And he's using Job as the stake. He acts, however, with the express permission, like I first stated, of God. He cannot do one thing unless he gets permission from God. And he has to keep within his limits. With what God has fixed before him. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Job 1 and 12 and then 2 and 6. And so we're told that God had led the authors to a clear-cut doctrine of Satan. And this doctrine was located in an origin of evil in Satan. This recognizes the reality of evil outside and beyond the scope of human will. And we are told that identifying evil with the direct will of God and keep it always and finally subordinate to God. We're going to the law of Matthew and Mark and Luke, and they accept the teaching and the doctrine of Satan and his agent called the fallen angels of the demon. You can find that scripture reading coming out of the law of Mark 3 and 22, then the law of Matthew 4 and 1. And it tells of Jesus being tempted by the evil one, the devil, in the wilderness in Matthew 25 and 41. And God's word tell us, said that hell is described as being prepared for the devil and his angels. And we know that Satan and his demons are seen as able to inflict diseases Because God's word tell us that when we are afflicted with any kind of diseases, that we have family members that have been sick and that are now sick. My mother was sick with cancer. My father was sick with deep congested heart failure. And then my husband was affected with cancer as well. And many family members was diagnosed with deadly disease. And so the Bible tells us that sickness and diseases is of the devil. Because God's word says that I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So God's scripture says that Satan, he is able to inflict diseases. That scripture reading is coming out of all. Matthew 17:5-18. Luke 13:16. And then we're also told that Satan possessed Judas, and that was in the law of Luke 22:3. John saw Satan as the prince of this world. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 12:31, 14:30, 16:11. I'm going to say those scriptures again. John 12:31, 14:30, 16:11. And with the whole world in his power. That scripture reading can be found in the law of 1 John 5:19. And the Apostle Paul worldview teaches that Satan is the god of this age. Hallelujah. The cosmos of the redefined world is at present under Satan's power. Satan is now the commander of the spiritual power of the air. That scripture reading is coming out of Ephesians 2:2. And he leads the superhuman force of evil in the heavenly realm. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6:12. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we are told that in the book of Peter 2:4, he speaks of the angels that sin. And Jude 6, the angel which kept not their first estate. And we're told that the constant use of violence and deceit by Satan requires that believers manifest courage and extreme vigilance. Hallelujah. And we're also told that the book of Revelation sees Satan activities and involving not only individuals, but it involves communities. It involves political positions, government officials, forces that can become servants of the evil one, servants of the devil, servants of the demonic spirit. And you can find those scripture readings coming out of the law of Revelation 12:13, Revelation 2:13. And it speaks even about a throne of Satan. And it should also be remembered that the New Testament teaches that Satan and his demonic allies are not co-equal with God. He is a created being who has rebelled and can tempt, but he cannot force you and I to do anything. The main concern of the Bible is not with the evil, but it's with God and the gospel of his grace. We're told that Satan and the demonic force has been overcome by the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we're also told that in the New Testament, hallelujah, Jesus, that Satan and his angels will be completely overcome. In fact, Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. That scripture reading can be found in the law of 1 John 3:8. We're told that the cross was a decisive victory over Satan and Satan hopes. That scripture reading is coming out aloud, Colossians 2:15. This victory ensures that countless numbers would be delivered, meaning that people would be delivered from sin and come under the conviction of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. They would be delivered from the dominion of the darkness and and transferred to the kingdom of Christ. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Galatians 1 and 13. But like I said, there is limitations on the devil, on Satan, on Lucifer. There is limitations. He can only do so much. You know, God told Satan to get behind him. And Satan couldn't do nothing but bust a move. He had to get out the way. We know that today people continue to criticize their fears. We know that they want a scapegoat to deliver them from responsibilities. Satan is a creative, rebellious, and tempted evil power. He's active in this world, in this universe in which we live. But we know that this powerful existence does not exclude a person from responsibilities. Satan and his demonic force cannot dominate or possess us except by our own consent. You have to consent to whatever the devil brings before you. He cannot make you do anything. And believers will not be tempted beyond our powers of resistance. That scripture reading can be found in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. And we are also told, hallelujah, that the power of Satan is limited. He acts within the limits set by divine sovereignty. We know that the believer has God's armor, the biblical gospel. We have God's integrity, God's peace through Christ. We have God's faith in Christ, have the prayers and the spiritual security. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Ephesians 6:11-18. We know that the recent fascination with Satan and the demons is in reaction to an early disbelief Christians, and they should be aware of excessive gullibility as well as extreme oversimplification. We know that knowledge about Satan and the evil angels, it alerts us as Christians to the danger and the subtlety of satanic temptation. We should not become too absorbed in satanic force, because we know Satan and his demonic force are active, but they are limited. They are limited. And you and I must remember that the main thrust of Christians and Christianity is on the availability of God's power and God's love in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. And we also know, thank you, Jesus, that the appetite of the world and the flesh are powerful and is addictive tool of the devil. We find out that the devil appeals to our love for what is satisfying our selfish and sinful desires. And he uses it to tempt and control and discourage and defeat and destroy you and I. If we crave the power and money or food or alcohol, clothes and sex, even though, hallelujah, we are in danger of sacrificing our friends and our loved ones and even our relationship with our Savior to satisfy our desires. But I want to let you know tonight the way that you can resist the devil. You can resist the temptations of Satan. And we go back into what Paul said. Paul tells us to walk into the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That scripture reading is coming out at all of Galatians 5 and 16. And he also wrote, he said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Romans 13 and 14. And John said, do not love the world or the things in the world. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 John 2 and 15. Put on the Lord and walk in the Spirit. And when the temptation darts assail us, when in devious path we stray, let your goodness never fail us, Lord, and lead us in your perfect way. We know that if God provide you and I with the armor to withstand temptation, we must put our armor on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that Satan's scheme mislead or a subtle twist to the truth. And if me and you act upon it, then we know that it will tie you and I away from God. His proposal is rarely seen evil, because our minds are repelled by obvious evil. More often than not, they come disguised as good. Satan adds a trace of grace and beauty to every lurk, lest we recognize its deadly nature. It's easy for you and I to be taken in. But the Bible tells us to resist the evil and resist the devil, and he will flee from you and I. That scripture reading can be found in the Law of James 4:7. Hallelujah. We know that Satan lies with the truth when they first enter your mind. You can meet them immediately with a word from God and banish him away. As you would push a salesman away from your door, you can call to mind a verse or a portion of scripture that speaks to the particular lie that Satan is trying to sell to you and I. And you can submit yourself to that truth, that the way to make the devil run is by the word of God. Hallelujah. We know that Satan can catch you and I by surprise, but he'll stop you in your tracks. So you got to keep on going and trust God's word to resist his strong attacks. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that the appetite of this world and the flesh, like I said, is powerful, addictive tools of the devil. He don't like us. He don't care what happened to us. He could care less about if we prosper in this world or we not prosper. His thing is to deter our mind from God, because he will use every satanic element that he can to lure you and I in and to take our mind from the mind of Christ. But like I first stated, if you put on the whole armor of God, you can withstand any test, any temptation that the devil brings your way. And so in closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you want the old ship of value to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station on tonight has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of value. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dimensions of this program. We will now bring you hymns of Zion. I'm asking you to listen up and be blessed. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Thank you. I'm gonna take things like
quickly.